Oh, no. It's the evil Boasberg as well.
Jerome Too Late Powell has done it again. Wait, memorandum opinion. Does this mean it was written by the judge? Oh, no. Jerome Too Late Powell has done it again. He is too late and actually too angry, too stupid, and too political to have the job of Fed chair. He is costing our country trillions of dollars. Oh, wait, this first thing is a quote. I see. Never mind. I thought it ended here. Okay. Put another way, too late is a total loser, and our country is paying the price. Donald J. Trump. This is one of at least 100 statements that the president or his deputies have made attacking the chair of the Federal Reserve and pressuring him to lower interest rates. So is this. Too late, Jerome Powell is costing our country hundreds of billions of dollars. He's truly one of the dumbest and most destructive people in government. Too late, an American disgrace. Perhaps it comes as no surprise, then, that the D.C. U.S. Attorney's Office has recently opened a criminal investigation into Powell. That's a really bad statement. That's a rough one.
That's just a judge outwardly accusing or declaring corruption in the prosecutor's office, by the way. But
perhaps it comes as no surprise, then, that the D.C. U.S. Attorney's Office has recently opened a criminal investigation into Powell. It has served two subpoenas on the Federal Reserve Board of Governors, seeking records about recent renovations of the board's buildings and testimony that Powell delivered to Congress that briefly discussed those renovations. Do they not have access to those records? Would the government just not have that? The board has now responded with a motion to quash, contending that the subpoenas are merely part of the game plan to pressure Powell to bend to the president's wishes or to get rid of him. The case thus asks, did prosecutors issue those subpoenas for a proper purpose? The court finds that they did not. There is abundant evidence that the subpoena's dominant, if not sole purpose, is to harass and pressure Powell, either to yield to the president or to resign and make way for a Fed chair who will. On the other side of the scale, the government has offered no evidence whatsoever that Powell committed any crime other than displeasing the president. The court must thus conclude that the asserted justifications for those subpoenas are mere pretexts. It will therefore grant the board's motion to quash. It will also grant the board's motion to partially unseal the motion to quash, related briefing, and this opinion. A mountain of evidence suggests the dominant purpose is to harass Powell to pressure him to lower rates. That's, no, now in court documents. Nice. Jesus. In rulings. Apparently on a Fox News show, one of the larger Fox News hosts spoke about this. Oh, wait, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. Gene Pirro is not a Fox News host in a Fox News TV show anymore. She is a U.S. prosecutor now, right? What is her position? Hold on. She is the U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia in D.C., which I think is a big boy. That's a big boy district, right? Like a lot of important cases run through there, I think. This is probably obvious, but this kind of thing does happen, but I've never heard of it happening with a subpoena filed by the DOJ. What kind of thing does happen? Well, I think the fact that it's the president is pretty important, that a federal judge is saying that this is all pretextual, a way to harass his political opponents. Oh, Kona underscore sure. That makes sense, I guess.
Hi, everybody. Hello. All right.
That feel when your one friend with a bad Discord mic logs in that's sitting on their table and you have to hear them moving around their fucking desk.
So I'm here to speak about the decision that has been rendered in the case involving the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System.
Uh-oh.
Now, the American public is fed up with public monies that seem to go into a black hole, especially in D.C., where no one is held accountable. One of the age-old tools that all prosecutors have to investigate any crime, including cost overruns, is a grand jury subpoena. Today, however, in Washington, an activist judge has taken that tool away from us by inserting himself and preventing the grand jury from even obtaining, let alone hearing evidence. He has neutered the grand jury's ability to investigate crime.
Okay. I already know where she's going with this. We can listen to it. But just as a heads up, there is fact-finding and the idea of assessing like credibility and everything, this is the job of a jury or a judge if you're doing a bench trial for the one returning judge. I'm going to bring that up. Okay. Judges are not supposed to be like fact-finders deciding if a thing is true or false. That's the job of a jury. However, judges are here to determine matters of law, whether or not you have the legal standing to do a particular thing or, you know, legal permission to do a particular thing. you can't just say, I want to charge this person with a crime, so I'm just going to make up some bullshit and go to a grand jury and have the jury decide. Well, no, you're not allowed to do that. Like, a prosecutor couldn't just charge me with 50 million crimes that he literally doesn't even have, like, anything for to sustain any part of law or whatever, or just accuse me of crimes that don't even make sense, that are prima facie not even crimes. Like, a prosecutor couldn't go and say, oh, well, I'm indicting him for murder because he killed me 5 times in Counter-Strike Call of Duty, right? Like, judges can block these things. That's not improper for a judge to make that determination. I wish I could remember it, but I think for criminal stuff, I don't know if Kafka. I don't know if Kafka knows it. Isn't there a saying where it's like hard in front of the judge, easy in front of the jury or something? There's a saying here. That has to do with, like, there are certain cases where, like, the hard part is actually getting a judge to agree that this is a, it satisfies some statute, but, like, once you're in front of a jury, it's an easy case. There's a saying for this. I don't know what it is, but yeah. Anyway, just to say, she's probably about to spend like 10 minutes talking about how the jury needs to decide, and it's important to go in front of the jury and the jury and the jury and the jury and the jury, acting like they can take whatever subpoena or whatever indictment they want to a grand jury, no matter what the basis is for it.
As a result, Jerome Powell today is now bathed in immunity, preventing my office from investigating the Federal Reserve. This is wrong, and it is without legal authority. In June of 2025, Jerome Powell testified before the Senate Banking Committee, making, quote, questionable statements that did not comport with publicly available documents. And that was regarding the atrocious cost overrun of more than $1 billion. I didn't say million, I said billion. In renovations to his headquarters. This from the man who says that he is the steward of our public funds.
Yeah, right.
In November, the United States Attorney's Office began an inquiry. Prosecutors from my office gathered information for months before we served 2 grand jury subpoenas. On December 19th, we sent an email to the Federal Reserve to have a conversation, a meeting, or even a phone call to discuss our concerns. There was no response.
Who joined? What do you want?
Hey, it's me, Kafka. Hey, just real quick. I was never really a prosecutor, so I didn't deal with grand juries all that much.
Mm-hmm.
But something else to note is that, like, and I think you've talked about this, but grand juries, you're only trying to really get to probable cause, right?
Yeah.
Because you're trying to get indictment. So when a prosecutor is presenting in front of a grand jury, your evidentiary standards are like
very low,
fucking lower.
Yeah.
Like, it's to the point where, like, you can just bring shit in that you know you couldn't get in at trial, or stuff without foundation. And so, like, a judge saying, oh, no, we're not even going to do this subpoena, we're not going to, like, let this in a grand jury proceeding, means that it is, like, so far beyond anything that it could be related to the trial or is improper in those different ways that named. It's like, whenever we're like, oh, you could indict a ham sandwich, haha, it's embarrassing they didn't get those indictments. This is like an order of magnitude, in my opinion, more embarrassing, where it's like, you couldn't even, like, make shit up properly. Or you know what I'm saying? Like, you couldn't, like, it's so basic to be able to get this stuff. Mm-hmm. And so Boasberg, like, just block quoting Donald Trump's word salad at the beginning.
I will say, it's interesting. Where is he getting the quote tweets from President Trump from?
What do you mean?
Because my understanding is subpoena is,
It's Truth Social. Sorry. That's what it says here.
Oh my God. I forgot the term. What is it when only one party, ex parte, right?
Mm-hmm.
A subpoena, it's not like you can defend yourself against a subpoena, right? It's like, it's a thing you go to a judge in private for generally, right? Why is the judge
for a grand jury proceeding, you don't get to defend yourself at all. Yeah.
So who is entering Donald Trump's truths into the record for the judge to consider when it comes to securing the subpoenas? Does that make sense? What I'm asking?
I know what you're saying, but he doesn't need the record for that.
Really?
He can reference those. Sure. Like, I don't think,
no, like, way. Like, imagine if my judge was making a ruling on something and he starts bringing up stuff like, well, Destiny said on his stream, or I know Pixie said this on her stream, but, like, neither one of the parties to that case had, like, entered this anywhere. Like, I feel like the judge needs, is it part of this motion to quash for the subpoena?
I mean, like, maybe there was one of those. Maybe they did submit that. One second. I'm just, like, looking here. But yeah, so I'm seeing here there's a, you know, 100 statements. And yeah, it looks like they had a motion to quash collecting statements. I was just going to say, though, like, if you're just lying to a court,
mm-hmm.
like, and the court's like, you're very clearly lying to me. Like, they can just be like, you're like, just show it themselves. Like, a judge can do, especially on stuff like this, mm-hmm. like a judge can just go do their own research on stuff sometimes, mm-hmm. and they will.
Sure. I can understand that for like basic stuff for sure. Like, if I were to go and try to get a subpoena because I think that like a guy who moved to this country one day ago was a secret murderer 30 years ago, and I don't even right. offer to explain that, a judge would be like, well, hold on, like, this guy's name is whatever. This guy literally just moved here a week ago. Like, I could see a judge rejecting yeah. that. But when a judge is starting to, like, enter, like, well, here's his Truth Social, here's his tweet or whatever, that feels like stuff in the record that would have to come from the other side. Otherwise, you're doing, like, a balancing test and considering evidence on your own. I feel like that's a... But if this all came from, like, a motion to quash, that would make more sense.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying here, because mm-hmm. I haven't looked at this docket or anything like that. But, yeah, if there's a motion to quash, it's like saying, here's all this shit. But, like, I mean, I think there was a case involving Donald Trump where they, like, something similar happened where they were, like... It was like, oh, what's Donald Trump's motive? And the judge was like, well, I just wouldn't look at his fucking statements in the public because these are just public statements. Because also, it's like a public statement, right?
Sure, that's true, so too. Like, I don't know how much it like affected it's the president and his statements are going to carry more weight and be like super public on
yeah, internet. I mean, so, yeah. But also, yeah, like the guiding rule is like if there's a way for the court to figure out that they're you're lying to them somehow, mm-hmm. They're going to talk about it and be like, hey, how about fuck you?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, I was just going to say like... This being the way that this is getting quashed is like, it's not just like, haha, we won this motion. It's like, this is like embarrassing shit. And that's what I meant before, where it's like, I've seen subpoenas get like subpoenas for this kind of thing get quashed in other ways, like not for grand jury. So it's like, oh, you know, the subpoena didn't go through for whatever reason. It's like, no, this is like next, like of a different caliber. That's all.
Okay. Why? Thanks a lot.
But I didn't want to write it all out. Yeah.
Okay. Bye. Love you.
Wait, was that it real quick?
It's what?
Kafka.
Yeah, that's why I said Kafka.
Okay, just making sure. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
On December 29th, we sent an email to have a conversation, a meeting, or even a phone call to discuss our concerns. Again, we were ignored. We, in fact, asked to meet the first week in January. We were ignored. It was at that point that two grand jury subpoenas were issued to the Federal Reserve, not even to Jerome Powell.
Right.
On December 29th, we sent an email to have a conversation, a meeting.
Remember,
the United States Attorney's Office began an inquiry. Prosecutors from my office gathered information for months before we served two grand jury subpoenas. On December 19th, we sent an email to the Federal Reserve to have a conversation, a meeting, or even a phone call to discuss our concerns. There was no response. On December 29th, we sent an email to have a conversation, a meeting, or even a phone call to discuss our concerns. Again, we were ignored. We, in fact, asked to meet the first week in January. We were ignored. It was at that point that two grand jury subpoenas were issued to the Federal Reserve, not even to Jerome Powell. Again, no response, no compliance, but instead a woe is me video by Mr. Powell falsely claiming that he was being threatened with criminal indictment and claiming victim status. Proceeds to call his political friends in D.C. and around the world to gin up support for himself, all the while refusing to produce simple documents.
Wow.
Now enter local District Court Judge James Boasberg, whose written decision on its face makes clear his antipathy toward President Trump and this administration. He quashes both subpoenas, thereby prohibiting us from reviewing any records and precluding us from submitting records to the grand jury. That grand jury, of course, comprised of ordinary people. Ladies and gentlemen, no one is above the law.
There are so many things that you could go back and forth on for the administration, on things that they've completely shifted on, depending on who's in power. Somebody can tell me if I'm wrong, I'm almost positive this was the case. Weren't these guys like the number one grand jury haters in the universe when it was Donald Trump? I feel like I heard about how evil and corrupt and horrible grand juries were all the fucking time. But now that it's Donald Trump, now the grand jury is like the voice of the people. Same thing with the popular vote as well, right? Popular vote doesn't mean anything.
But for the first time, a judge is ruling that a grand jury subpoena on its face legal in all regards, can be ignored because a judge thinks the subject is beyond reproach. This is a decision that is untethered to the law. It creates chaos where any defendant who wishes to evade an investigation, guilty or not, can allege I'm a victim, I'm being targeted, and therefore you cannot investigate me. And if you find the right judge, he'll buy it.
Wow.
This is the antithesis of American justice. Exonerating anyone without any records, without an investigation or question, is not how our criminal justice system works. This judge
activist
has put himself at the entrance door to the grand jury, slamming that door shut, irrespective of the legal process, and thus preventing the grand jury from doing the work that it does. So what is the law? What is the law? According to the United States...
What the fuck is the point of this? Like, what are you hoping to accomplish? That, like, Boasberg is going to hear your impassioned plea here and change his mind, the court, and throw him out, or...
State's Supreme Court, the highest court in the land, certainly higher than the...
I'm asking, like, that's a rhetorical question, right? They're doing this because they need to drum up support in the public to try to explain why they can't even get fucking subpoenas or whatever, right? That's what they're doing. But I'm just saying that, like, what are you... Like, it's very improper. What they're doing is very bad. That's what I'm saying. Like, the idea that you didn't get a ruling you like from the judge, so you're going to go piss and shit and moan publicly, is just kind of... It's kind of wild. Kind of wacky.
Court that Boasberg is on, a grand jury, every grand jury has broad discretion to, quote, investigate merely on suspicion that the law is being violated, merely on suspicion the law is being violated, or because it wants assurance that the law is not being violated. In fact, the court says a grand jury may act on tips and rumors. Right here are the cases and the citations from the highest court in the land. And yet this judge is shockingly requiring the government to show something akin to probable cause. And those are his words, probable cause, in order to justify the issuance of a grand jury subpoena. Folks, probable cause is not and never has been the standard that prosecutors in this country need in order to go into a grand jury. This is not and has never been the law of the land. And so this decision today by Judge Boasberg runs directly afoul of our highest court's admonition that courts and judges must not and cannot saddle grand juries with mini trials and preliminary showings that impede a prosecutor's investigation and thus frustrate the public's interest in the fair and expeditious administration of justice. No one, folks, is above the law. And this outrageous decision will be appealed by the United States Department of Justice.
All the way to the Supreme Court.
I'm not here to talk about six members of Congress. I'm here to talk about the fact that the grand jury has a job. They look at evidence. They decide whether they want to indict. If they don't indict, so be it. And if you want to know what the judge thinks, go ask him. Next question. Any reaction to
statements from Senator? Notice how she said nothing at all of the substance of anything. Everything is like this. Hassan is like this. Trump is like this. Every single person now is like this. Nothing about the substance, just random personal attacks and appeals to their fucking little bubble audience. It's so cringe and boring. Oh, my God. Like, what do you think you brought to Boasberg that you had a right to bring to him, that you thought was compelling to bring to him, instead of just quoting vaguely from standards of evidence or accusing him of Jerome Powell, of calling up his D.C. buddies and victimizing? Like, it's so much like personal crybaby attacks and everything.
You know, has been blocking and vowed to continue blocking.
You know, honestly, I don't know and I don't care. And I'll tell you why. I am in a legal lane. All of the rest is white noise. I don't care what they say.
Fucking Fox News host, fucking D.C. prosecutor. It's so cringe and crazy, dude.
I have a job. I have the ability to go into a grand jury. There are questions that the American public and people in D.C. are entitled to know where $1 billion has gone. And that's my focus.
But he is asking for an assurance that the investigation into Powell has this has ended it. Are you willing to concede?
Did you hear what I just said? I just said that this decision will be appealed by the United States Department of Justice. That's the answer to your question. We're looking at 1001, and we're also looking at a statute having to do with fraud, but it's up to the grand jury to make that.
Like, yeah, what, like, explain that. What is the crime? You want to know where some money has gone that on a government project that is running over budget? Like, what is the crime? Because you don't subpoena stuff. Like, what she's describing sounds like a job for Office of Inspector General or just some ordinary government budget, some budget committee or whatever in the House or Senate or whatever. Why are you trying to subpoena records to see how a department is spending its money? What the fuck is that for? What?
Decision. We're $1 billion over in cost overruns. Are you kidding? $1 billion? We're not talking about huge buildings here. Go ahead.
So does that mean a crime has been committed? So what are you looking for? Dumb fuck.
Kevin Warsh is Trump's pick, though, President Trump.
I don't even know who he is.
Isn't this just essentially holding up President Trump's pick or any forthcoming picks since Senator Tillis said he will not vote?
Oh, she got aggressive there. She didn't realize that that was a glazing reporter and she thought she was getting an aggressive question. Loser.
Okay. I don't know how to explain this, but I'm going to try. I've been a prosecutor, a judge, a DA, and now a United States attorney for well over 3 decades. Politics is not the lane I'm in right now. And
the Federal Reserve is not a department of the government. They must. There has to be some oversight into how they spend their money on something, though. No, there's no way that they can just say we're going to do $1 trillion in renovations with no oversight. No, like who funds them or gives them? Where do they get the money from?
I have a charge and an oath to the Constitution, and my job is to present evidence, and I can do so when I can merely on the suspicion that the law is being violated, and I can do so when I can merely on the suspicion that the law is being violated, or even just because I want assurance that it's not. I'm not in those lanes. And I will not allow myself or my staff to be in those lanes. And that's why we brought crime down in this jurisdiction. We are focused on the law. We're focused on the people of the district. We are not focused on politics. Go ahead. First of all, he's totally wrong in his assessment of the dates. And that's why we're doing a motion to reconsider, because he got his dates wrong. And as far as I'm concerned, this was something that was a public interest. It was something that the Senate Banking Committee wanted information on. And it is something within my jurisdiction and my charge. But I want to tell you a story. When I was a young prosecutor, I was one of the first people to investigate child abuse.
Oh, my God.
Everyone thought it was a social problem and not a criminal justice problem. The kids are better off with their parents. There was an organization, and that organization didn't have a very good reputation. And it was one of the societies that was out there trying to prevent cruelty to children. And I set up a relationship where they would bring me cases. And people were outraged that I would deal with this organization. And my answer to them 30, 40 years ago, I'll deal with the devil. I'll take a case from the devil if you can give me information that will lead me to possibly find a crime. It doesn't matter where a case comes from. It doesn't matter. I can have a suspicion. I can read the newspaper. I can just want to make sure he didn't commit a crime. So don't make the judge is wrong on his dates. He is wrong. That's why we're not only appealing, we're making a motion to reconsider. Okay, I want to say one more thing, and I think it's important that you guys hear this from me.
Yeah.
There's another way of looking at this, and that is that it's not just the public being fed up with this stuff. It's the fact that what we've got are grand jurors who are supposed to hear this, and they haven't been able to hear any of this because someone has decided that they're
mute
not
your phones, guys.
Entitled to hear this. Can you take this? Thanks.
Hello?
This process has been
this
arbitrarily
respect that
undermined
this deserves
by an activist judge. We
no,
have
it's her
a
phone.
Process. We have been asking for information
up there
about a matter that has raised questions in many people's minds. Senate banking, the public, the papers, it doesn't matter. So give me the information so I can assess it. Give me the information so the grand jury, comprised of regular Americans, can say, there's nothing.
Like, that's our standard of how we start investigations now, the papers. Somebody brought it up in a Fox News article, and now you're going to go subpoena people for investigating shit to find, like, my God.
But here, and I'll accept it the way I accept other cases, okay? Whatever it is, we'll abide by it. What we don't accept is a judge standing in front of the door of a grand jury blocking our access, a role that has never been envisioned, a role that will now be used by other defense attorneys around the country who's going to come in with a client and say, oh, my client is being targeted. Don't you dare go in the grand jury. A judge says, yes, the guy's bathed and washed in immunity, and you can't go after him.
Oh, my God.
The process should have been allowed to run its course, and it wasn't.
Also, wait, what do you mean go after him? Was this about Powell, or was this about the Federal Reserve?
And shame on them. Oh, cut it out. Do you know how many convictions we've got? Cut it out. You're in one lane. We have cleaned up this city. Yeah, historic, really? I'll tell you what's historic. What's historic is that I prosecute everything other than 10% of the cases, where the United States attorney before me didn't prosecute 67% of the cases. That's what's historic. I'm willing to take a not guilty. I'm willing to take a no true bill, because I'll take all the crimes and put them in.
Can you summarize why you hold the opinion that Cocklancy has bad foreign policy takes? Because they're all horrible foreign policy takes. They're basically just America bad with a whole bunch of crazy, wacky conspiracies wrapped into it.
Is he wrong?
Thank you.
Your mom is.
Support your local PBS station. Your local station needs you now. Your generous financial support is more critical than ever to keep your local PBS station strong.
Steven?
Make a gift today to continue to provide a home for the news hour and other programs you rely on.
Somebody said, is this scene real? It looks like AI.